The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight. It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. Rashawn Blyden here. 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. I have to start with a story. Sarah Sanders, she claims that Breitbart and Coulter and Drudge Report, conservatives who actually have influence, support Trump's deal with Pelosi. Well, who are you talking about? Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity? Well, I know that Michael Savage have plenty of influence and he does not support that deal, but so I will read a little bit about that. Also, Chicago's deepest freeze, coldest in lifetime, feels like -75. I wouldn't even imagine what that feels like. I mean, right now where I am is -5, so I can't imagine -75. That's insane. So talk a little bit about that. Talk a little bit about the Empire star who's recovering from homophobic attack. Don't know who that is. I don't watch the show. Noose placed around someone's neck. We'll talk about that. They're probably talking about Trump. I don't know. We'll see. FBI finally reports, finds no motive for Vegas shooting. I don't believe that. I think it's a cover-up, in my opinion. This is an opinion show, not like some people on YouTube will have you believe. Tell me I'm not a newscaster. I told them. Anyway, let's not get into that. Talk some more about Fakebook. Antifa leader arrested. It's about time that happened. We'll talk about the barfly, as Savage calls her, who leaked while a drafted statement for denying she leaked. What a barfly. She is indeed a barfly. George Conway slams Trump. Your stupidity knows no bounds. Intel chiefs contradict president on North Korea. Update Apple to fix FaceTime bug. I didn't even know there was a FaceTime bug. We'll have to see what's going on with that. I use that every now and then. Netflix beg users to stop calling serial killer Ted Bundy hot. Funny! Chinese activist jailed for... Why did my voice go high? Chinese activist jailed for 5 years and so many more things right after this.
It's time to fling a couple M80s aimed at our enemies, 'cause they don't believe what we believe. It seems so strange to use violence this way. Come to think of it, we're all just f***ing hypocrites. We're anti-fascist, man. Using fascist tactics, man. We only came to beat you. F*** your city, it can burn too. It's okay, 'cause you're all Nazis. Ah! Antifa. Antifa. Look at us, we're all so virtuous and don't know what the f**k we are doing. We're a laughing stock, so here we come to throw a big tantrum. We don't change a thing. We're just in lust with rioting. We're anti-fascist, man. Using fascist tactics, man. We only came to beat you. A peaceful assembly too. No big deal, 'cause you're just Nazis. Ah!
Antifa.
tell them, please, or mom and dad will ground me. Say something I feel is wrong, and I'll scream Nazi and crack your skull. Look at us, we're Antifa. Did I mention we were Antifa? You should come and join Antifa. The boogeyman with Antifa. We're anti-fascist, man. Using fascist tactics, man. We only came to beat you. Your free speech and can't die to justify, cause you're a Nazi, sir. Antifa. 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 Dumb as fuck.
So Pepe's become kind of a symbol.
So you wanna be Antifa? We're taking down the West. Unless your mom finds your bandana, she'll never guess.
Even though you're anti-fascist, can you act like a fascist if you need to?
Ooh, that's bad.
Never talk to the camera, there is nobody that you should ever speak to.
And we're the Antifa kid, cause you're gonna get hit.
So you wanna be Antifa? You wanna change the world? Be like Yvette Flacca, what an amazing girl.
Keep covering your face when you cover them in mace, let me tell ya.
Sting.
When the right try to talk, you can use a bike lock to defend ya.
I wear a black outfit, so they know who to hit.
Come on down to Berkeley, get on from the beach. You can punch a Nazi if he's using free speech. You'll never catch us, we're anonymous. Find a random signpost, kick it all around. Find a random trash can, burn it to the ground.
What point do you prove when garbage is moved?
We don't know. So you wanna be a commie with full government? And you'd also like anarchy with no government?
It's pretty much the same, not a definitely not a contradiction. Don't be questioning our logic, and I'm sure you'll make a great new addition.
Cause you might as well quit if you question it.
This is revolution, this isn't just a game. So wear your little outfit and use a fake name. Trust us, we're the left. We deserve respect. We hate all the racists, fascists on the right. Even though our members all happen to be white.
That isn't the point.
The point is that we are heroes.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome back. All right, let's talk about Sarah Sanders and her theory. So, the White House, it's sensitive to criticism, especially criticism from its right flank. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders just threw shade at those accusing President Trump of caving. I'd be one of them. I definitely there's no doubt he caved, but let's continue. Caving after he reopened the government without first securing funding for his border wall. Well, what do you consider a cave? If someone says, I don't know about you, but I am a person that's very, very strongly about keeping my word, and therefore, if I say I am not going to reopen somewhere unless I get funding for something, and I didn't get funding for something and it's reopened, what the hell do you call that? Okay, so you lost the argument already right there. Anyway, Trump didn't concede anything. Really? Really, Sanders? Are you serious? Because the negotiations are still ongoing. Please. You're good. You're good. You're trying to spin it. I get you. You're trying to spin it. So, it's not true. Any voices who say otherwise, she seemed to suggest are out of the mainstream. I would argue that conservatives who actually have influence supported the president throughout his process. Really? Oh, really? So I'm reading a tweet from Ann Coulter down here. It says, good news for George Herbert Walker Bush. As of today, he is no longer the biggest wimp ever to serve as President of the United States. Ouch, I'm gonna like this one. I'm gonna like it. I am liking it. Okay, what else do we have here? All the people are tweeting. Mike Cernovich tweeted, Nancy Pelosi is alpha, and it's true, she was alpha. He also tweeted, Trump is a broken man, it's over for him. I'm gonna like the one about the alpha. No, not, I can't like the witch. But I'm going to like the one where he says Trump is a broken man. He is a broken man right now. And I don't care how you're trying to spin this. You blew it. That's the bottom line. You blew it. So I have nothing else to say about that. You blew it, sir. You really did. All right, let's get back to some other news here. Empire star recovering from homophobic attack. Chemical substance use. Huh, that's not nice at all. You really... You know, you can't harm people because you don't agree with their lifestyles. I don't agree with these transgenders. I find it to be repulsive, but I'm not going to harm them. That's their... If they want to chop off their smeckle, then that's their business. But it's gross, and I'm not going to try to, you know... I'm not going to bring harm to them. Because they want to do that. So I guess the Empire star, Juicy Smollett, is recovering from an attack that allegedly went down just as he landed in Chicago and included the use of chemical substance. The 35-year-old had traveled from New York on Monday night, as Empire is filmed in Chicago, where Smollett has a residence. The Chicago PD tells The Blast, they received a report of possible racially charged assault and battery involving a cast member of the show Empire. The narrative from cops describes Smollett walking down the street near his residence when two unknown people approached and began yelling out racial and homophobic slurs towards him. The offenders began to batter the victim with their hands and pour an unknown chemical substance on Smollett. That's sick. That's not good. It really isn't. I mean, if you don't agree with someone's lifestyle, you have no right to harm them. It's just not, it's not right. Just what happened to live and let die or live and let live? You live your life and let people live their lives. I mean, you're not gonna agree with everything everyone does. Doesn't mean you gotta, now you're acting like a throwback Islamic people. If you don't live their way, they wanna kill you. So you're getting very dangerously close to that. I mean, that's not good. Cops say they were told a rope was also wrapped around Smollett's neck before the two guys fled the scene. Smollett transported himself to a local hospital and is reportedly in good condition. Cops are investigating the incident as a possible hate crime. According to thatgrapejuice.net, I've never even heard of that. Juicy Smollett, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his name. J-U-S-S-I-E, Juicy, I don't know. Juicy Smollett has received previous threats that appeared to be racially charged. The threat sent to Smollett included hate speech and a stick figure drawing of a person with a gun to their head. People are really, you don't do stuff like that. You really don't. I definitely don't condone that kind of stuff. I mean, that's what the liberals are coming next, and they're actually doing to some of us conservatives because they don't agree with our political views. They want to beat us up. But I am a card-carrying gun license owner, so take that how you will. Power outages across Minneapolis leave thousands without heat. That's not good, because aren't they at negative something? Let's see. That can't be good. Not good at all. I mean, yeah, it is getting colder fast. Thousands in Twin Cities lost power in dangerous cold. Thousands lost power. So that's, yeah. Xcel Energy says equipment failures on power poles is leading to outages all over the metro Tuesday evening, which started about 5:40 p.m. At the peak of the outage, about 8,000 residents were affected in the Twin Cities metro areas. As of 11 p.m., less than 600 customers, people were still without power. Okay, what's this, a related story? USPS suspends Minnesota mail deliveries due to polar vortex. Yeah, I would. They had to. I'm sure people called out. I wouldn't come in. No way. If my job, which it is, working outdoors, you think I'm gonna? No. And they say if you even stand outside for 10 minutes, that it's dangerous. No. If the company try to make you come in, then they're heartless. Chicago's deepest freeze. Okay, we know about the negative 75. The news placed around neck. Now I know that was probably most likely about the Empire. Team of Vipers. Trump campaign threatens to sue the staff with the tell-all book. Let's see. I know yesterday was a Trump free zone, but today there's just too many stories. I won't have anything to talk about. Donald Trump's re-election campaign organization said Monday that it is preparing to sue Cliff Sims, a former White House official who tells all book, a West Wing aide, says left the president's swinging pendulum between feeling outraged and injured. You're outraged and injured because Nancy took your nuts and put them in her purse. The Trump campaign is preparing to file suit against Cliff Sims for violating our NDA, campaign chief operating officer Michael Glanzner said Tuesday in a tweet, hours after the book Team of Vipers went on sale. The campaign required most employees to sign a non-disclosure agreement, but legal analysts disagree about whether or not they are enforceable. Okay, all right. The Barfly Leaketh. The Barfly Leaketh, Kellyanne Conway. She always looks skanky to me. I hate to use the word, but she looks like a skank. Like a trashy skank. And that's the truth. I don't know why you want a trashy skank like that anyway. Former White House aide Cliff Sims on Monday claimed the barfly skanky Conaway's leaking about President Donald Trump to reporters was the worst kept secret in town. Sims, in his forthcoming memoir, Team of Vipers, describes a scene where the White House counselor is texting multiple reporters about her conversation with the president. The fact of the matter is, you can talk to anybody in Washington, D.C. It's about the worst kept secret in town, really? So I wrote the truth about that, he told ABC's Good Morning America. Conway angrily slapped back at allegations she was a leaker. What else we got here? The excerpt of his memoir describing Conway's leaking was published in Vanity Fair last week, and Conway told the magazine, "The real leakers, past and present, get much more positive press than I do. While it's rare, I prefer to knife people from the front so they see it coming." Sims argued she didn't deny the scene he described in his book. I don't know if there's anything more front-stabbing than putting your name to the story I told there. But ultimately, what I noticed in what Kellyanne said, there is what's conspicuously missing is a denial. Okay, yeah, I don't care. I really don't. George Clooney. I mean, why do I keep saying George Clooney? George Conway slams Trump. Your stupidity has no bounds. Knows no bounds. The husband of the barfly. I don't care about you and your skanky wife, honestly. Intel chiefs contradicted president on North Korea ISIS threats. Washington D.C. directly contradicting President Trump. U.S. intelligence agency told Congress on Tuesday that North Korea is unlikely to dismantle its nuclear arsenal, that the Islamic State group remains a threat, and that the Iranian nuclear deal is working. Well, I don't agree with the last part about the deal working. It was the worst deal ever made. So I disagree with you on that one strongly. I agree with you that I don't think North Korea is going to get rid of all of their nuclear arsenal. And what else do you say here? Islamic State group remains a threat. I don't know. Well, they're still a threat. I just don't know how big of a threat. So, that's enough of that. That is enough of that. Apple, okay, let's read about this one. Because I know there's many of you like me who has iPhones. I know I have two of them. That's right. Gangsta. Number one gangster. Don't listen to me. I'm not no damn gangster. I was thinking of that movie. Movies are so influential. That movie, what's that movie with the robots who wanted to have a soul? I can't even think of the name of it. But anyway, when the bad guys had him and they were trying to teach him to be a gangster, and it was funny. That's where I got that little line from. I can't think of the name of the movie right now. I wish they had made a part two of it. What is that movie? I can't think of the name of it. I can't think of it. Anyway, Apple has disabled a group chat function in FaceTime after users said a software bug could let callers activate another person's microphone remotely. With the bug, a FaceTime user calling another iPhone, iPad, or Mac computer could hear audio even if the receiver did not accept the call. Yeah, that's not good. The bug is triggered when callers add themselves to the same call to launch a group chat. That makes FaceTime think the receiver had accepted the chat. The bug demonstrated through videos online comes as an embarrassment for a company that is trying to distinguish itself by stressing its commitment to user privacy. That is a little bit of an embarrassment, honestly. This is a big hit to their brand, said Dave Kennedy, CEO of Ohio-based security firm TrustedSec. There's been a long period of time people could have used that to eavesdrop. These things definitely should be caught prior to ever being released. There's no longer a danger from the particular bug as Apple disabled group chats while regular one-on-one FaceTime remains available. Apple said Tuesday that a fix will come in a software update later this week. Apple declined to say when it learned about the problem. Okay, so there you have that. Netflix begs users to stop calling serial killer Ted Bundy hot. Who is calling him hot? Is it women calling him hot? Is it gay people calling him hot? It's a mixture of both. There are literally thousands of hot men on the service, almost all of whom are not convicted serial murderers, streaming service tweets. That's funny. The latest example of the thirsty meme circling the web is the renewed notion that Ted Bundy, the serial killer who confessed to 30 homicides across 7 states, was smoking hot, and Netflix wishes you would please stop saying that. The streamer's Twitter account has posted a statement in response to online reaction to both their own documentary series, Conversations with the Killer, and the Ted Bundy tapes, and the new Sundance film starring Zac Efron, extremely wicked, shockingly evil, and vile. I've seen a lot of talk about Ted Bundy's alleged hotness and would like to gently remind everyone that there are literally thousands of hot men on the service, almost all of whom are not convicted serial murderers, Netflix said. Of course, Bundy was certainly handsome. He specifically used his charm and his looks in order to ensnare his victims, exploit their trust, and then overpower them. The documentary series isn't the only reason the meme has surfaced. Critics have been torn over the film, extremely wicked, shockingly evil, and vile, as to whether the film romanticizes Bundy by casting a former teen heartthrob like Zac Efron in the role. Efron is savagely convincing in the most psychologically layered performance of his career, the rap's critic Carlos writes. So I don't think I don't have any desire to watch that. I don't. Just don't. It's not my cup of tea. It's not my cup of tea. Followed, harassed. Foreign reporters say work conditions worsen. Chinese activist jailed for 5 years. What did they do? Well, let's find out what did they do, because the founder of a prominent Chinese civil and human rights website was sentenced to 5 years in jail on Tuesday for inciting state subversion, according to the human rights organizations. So, yeah. Alrighty then. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Brady conquered his greatest opponent, which is age. Age ain't nothing but a number. Rams ace taunts ahead of Super Bowl. How Belichick beat league built for parity? Variety? What? Let's talk about that. Let's see what this taunt is. Rams ace taunts Brady over his age ahead of Super Bowl. You really don't want to taunt this guy. That's not my team, but greatness is greatness. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks, and you don't want to poke the hornet's nest. You're going to get your butt whooped. Los Angeles Rams cornerback, what's his name? Nickel Robbie Robert Coleman has risked the wrath of Tom Brady. It's true, you're going to make him mad. You know who he reminds me of? It's like, you remind me of Jordan when his opponent or someone would make him mad, he would come out and just roast them. That's what's going to happen. You keep it up. So after claiming age had finally caught up with the New England Patriots quarterback, Brady, 41, will overtake Peyton Manning as the oldest quarterback to win a Super Bowl on Sunday if he guides the Patriots to victory over the Rams in Atlanta. Yeah, you don't want to poke the hornet's nest. Brady has looked in superb form during the NFL playoffs. We'll see. We will see, but you don't want to poke that hornet's nest. I'm telling you, he's going to roast y'all, and you're going to deserve it. Your teammates are going to be mad because you made him mad. Anger can be a very, very, and I'm speaking from experience, anger can be a very, very, very strong motivator. So if you want him, as if he don't need reason to be motivated enough, you're going to poke the hornet's nest. All right, you go ahead, Rammy. Ram. Let's see, what is this? Naked men, drugs, karmic bath, what it's like at the greatest spiritual gathering on earth? What is going on in this world? I don't want to go there. No. Bar some very cool sunglasses. What is, okay, I don't know what is this talking about. I don't care about this. Yeah, I'm not gonna read this. Boring. I don't want to read about naked men, drugs, karmic bath. No. Cosby targeted by drone camera in prison. Where did the drone camera come from? Bill Cosby. Hey. It's Fat Albert, and I'm gonna sing a song for you. What is he reading in his hand? I can't tell. It almost looks like a Bible. I can't tell. There's an eye in the sky over Bill Cosby, and Pennsylvania prison officials are pissed about it, TMZ had learned. Cosby got an uninvited visitor last week when a drone was flown over his home, away from home, State Correctional Institute, Phoenix. Sources familiar with the situation tell TMZ the drone made the pass while Cosby was being escorted around the yard. He gets an escort due to his blindness. We're told prison security measures detected the drone, and SCI Phoenix was immediately placed under lockdown for a full day. Prison officials believe the media outlets sent the drone, of course they did, to the 81-year-old Cosby, who's doing 3 to 10 years for sex assault. Yeah, obviously it's the media who did that. It could be TMZ themselves, who knows. You know, I just keep thinking back on one of his sticks when he was a comedian, bashing all the other comedians for being vulgar and using obscenities. What, all the while you were the worst of them all, just hiding it. So, yeah, there's that. Let's see what this Belichick thing is about. Belichick. How shapeshifters Belichick has beaten a league built for 18 years. One of the most staggering things about the New England Patriots, 2 decades of domination in the NFL, is that, Tom Brady aside, their success isn't built on a raft of superstars. That's not say they haven't had fine players, Randy Moss and the late Junior Seal, or I can't know how to pronounce that, in the Hall of Fame, and Brady and Ron Gronsky and Adam Venturini or whatever will probably join them. But more than anything, the Pats' five titles since 2001 have been about the team as a whole, and that's down to the single most important person in the NFL, Bill Belichick. Okay, I'm not into football much, so I'm only reading a little bit of this because Super Bowl is around the corner. Super Bowl, mugged by a urban monkey gangs of Kuala Lumpur. I don't even know what does that even mean. Look at this, these monkeys are insane. They're grasping at people. You need a gun. I'm sorry. I can hear the animal activists. What do you mean you need a gun? It's just a joke. Don't you know what a joke is? The gang stopped and stared. Attention spiked by our car door slamming. 10 pairs of eyes filled between our backpacks and our faces. Is it worth mugging us? Do our bags contain bananas or useless inedible wallets and cameras? The monkeys district decide against it and head further down the road in the hunt for victims. The morning joggers here run with sticks. You have to. 20 years ago, this was a jungle. See, it's not the animal's fault. You know, that's another topic for another day. Maybe a special, like a Saturday show. But people, we're the problem. We're invading the space of these animals, and where do you expect them to go? If you go and you colonize a jungle where there's plenty of wild animals, where do you think the animals are going to go? You know, it's not the animals' fault. And so I feel like as people, we're just colonizing too many spots. Where are the animals supposed to go? Eventually the animals and humans are going to collide. And if you keep building and colonizing like a wild pack of uncivilized bums, the animals have nowhere to go. You know, so I don't blame the animals for this stuff going on. I really don't blame the animals for this. So, and on the other hand, you can't feed them. If you keep feeding them, guess what? They're dependent on you. And so, like, I'm looking at some pictures, they're feeding them some apples. So the more you feed them, the more they're gonna come around. I know this. I made that mistake when I lived in Middletown in my condo. There was this one squirrel. I kept feeding the squirrel and it kept coming around. So, and then it multiplies and multiplies. So I just say that, you know, you can't keep colonizing. And if you're going to colonize, you have to keep in mind, where are we colonizing? Are there animals around? If these animals are around, maybe we should think about colonizing somewhere else, because where are the animals going to go? It's dangerous. So I think that there's just too many people on Earth. Honestly, some of you guys, just move. Go to the moon. Go to Mars. Get out of here. And start with all the liberals and the illegal, violent immigrants. Start with them. You guys could go ahead. go ahead, get out of here. Get out of here. Congresswoman shares skincare routine on Instagram like I care. I don't care, Kamala Harris. SMD. Judge to allow controversial evidence in Roundup cancer trials. What is this? I know I heard something about finding a cure to cancer where it's a one-time treatment. I don't know if this is what this is about. The federal judge is overseeing a lawsuit alleging Bayer's AG's based Roundup wheat killer causes cancer on Monday. Oh, this is different. This is not what I thought it was. I don't remember where I heard this story, but I think that in Israel they may have found a cure for cancer or something. I don't remember where I found that story. Where I heard that story. Okay. Maze deal backed from dead. Maze deals is back from the dead for now. I don't care about that. I don't care. I can't even pretend to care. Alexander the Great buried alive after disease paralyzed him for 6 days. Scientists test shark bite resistant wetsuit. How do you test that? You put it on a dummy, you throw the dummy in the water with blood, or how do you test that? I'm just curious. I mean, that's how I would do it. Or maybe I throw some liberals in there. See if it works. Hopefully it doesn't work. jokes. I got jokes this morning. Don't be so serious. The material used in the creation of a suit of armor is similar to the Kevlar and is designed to prevent the wounds that cause blood loss. The majority of fatalities of shark bites is due to blood loss or the shock resulting from blood loss. So how are they testing it? A bite that breaks bones. Okay, sounds good enough. Maduro pummels Venezuelan slums as his power comes under attack. Media blackout. Court bars opposition leader from leaving nation. Unusual empty trash bag orbiting Earth. Huh? What? How did the trash bag get there? What is going on here? What's going on? It's not quite another moon, but Earth is currently being orbited by an artificial satellite that reminds astronomers of an empty trash bag. So it's not a trash bag. Why do you... It's like clickbait. You make me think it's a trash bag and it's not a trash bag. You fools! Sorry. It is so great to be a homeowner. Did I tell you that? Yes, I think I have. I have a bounce to my step. Bounce to my step. Bounce to my step. I can yell as loud as I want. I can stomp my feet. I can clap my hand, hooray! And no one hears me. Oof, I don't want to lose my voice there. Court bars. Okay, I read that already. Anything else going on here? Reddit soap opera drags on. Ooh, that hurt. Should not have done that at all. Soap opera. You know, I remember my mom used to watch soap operas all the time, and I just got hooked on them for the longest because my mom would watch them, and they were very good. I tend to more favor the ABC ones. I think that's because my mom watched the ABC ones. So, you know, like The One Life to Live and General Hospital, and I forget the other one. What's the other one? And All My Children. But once I grew up, I didn't watch them anymore. I just lost interest in them. But there's so many other things that's pretty much like almost like a soap opera. Like, for instance, on these CW shows, The Flash, Arrow, they're technically they have that soap opera feel, so I'm technically still watching it. I still watch, it's still like a soap opera, basically. It really is. I mean, it doesn't feel more like a superhero movie. It really does feel like a soap opera. So, I don't know. I just don't know. I just, you know. Brexit vote summary, seven key moments on amendments night and what they mean. So, I remember this is bring back memories. Theresa May is now stronger and ready to fight the EU, but the battle's impossible. And it could all still turn against her. All right, that's enough. Shut up. Okay, this is a story from the Mirror, though, so I don't know. I just know I gotta shovel my driveway because there's snow again, and then it's gonna stop, and then it's gonna snow again, and snow! No! Oh, sorry. I'm a little dramatic. I had to play the soap opera part. You know, soap opera is built on drama. So I was bringing the drama, man. Just like that moving company bringing the drama to me. I finally got rid of them. I'm taking a loss. I'm going to have to replace my entertainment center without your slap me in the face with $30. But that's another story that I'm not going to bring up anymore. 150 million plot of land hits market in Bel Air. House not included? What? Are you telling me that a lot with no house for $150 million? You can build your dream home from scratch just across the Hotel Bel Air. You'll just need a little over $14 million per acre. For the land. You're crazy. No way, Jose. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. No. Former Starbucks CEO has spent months researching presidential bid. I hope he does run. I hope he really does, because as you know, he's running as an independent, and I am not, although I'm not very happy with President Trump at the moment, I still, and I probably won't vote for him because I keep my word. And if that physical wall isn't built, I'm not voting for anyone, honestly. I'm going to sit home. I'll tell you right now. He's going to run as an independent, and some of his ideas are good. Like he talks about both parties just blowing the budget. I mean, Trump is supposed to be a businessman, and he's blown out the budget worse than Obama's administration. So he's not reining it in. So yeah, I agree with Schultz on that. And he doesn't. And he also don't want to associate with Democrats because I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember exactly. He said basically that the things that they say is not realistic, like healthcare for all. It's gonna bankrupt the nation. So. Some things he's saying is really, really good. Republicans in Texas sound alarm about 2020. Let's see what this is about. Let's see what they're saying here. The Republicans in Texas sounding the alarm. 2020 warning President Trump could lose the usual reliable red state unless he devotes resources and attention to it typically reserved for electoral battleship. Battleground, that's the battleship. Yeah, I don't really want to talk about that. I don't care right now. I really don't need a miracle. Who launches the can? Who? Oops, sorry. Marianne Willison? I don't know who that is. Let us see. Author running for a 2020 Dem nomination. Keep them coming. The Dem candidates face political risk when pressed on healthcare specifics. Sex robot owner swaps used parts for forum. What is going on here? A Sun story. So take it with a grain of salt, the Sun. The doll forum is the go-to destination for owners of so-called sex dolls, acting as a safe haven for chat about the best models and sharing explicit photos and video. But it's also turned into a digital swap shop for buyers on a budget. Sex dolls and electronic sex robots can often be very expensive, with the top model costing upwards of $10,000, about pounds. However, horned up doll forum users can pick up used models for just a few hundred pounds. This is just something just creepy about this. It really is creepy. It really is. I can't read anymore. This is too creepy. LAPD investigates Turkish flags hung at American school. Thousands of Muslims demand Nike recall shoes with Allah written on the sole. Step on Allah. Boom, bada, boom. Allah, 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 boom. I don't even know what Allah, boom means. I don't think I have anything else left in my pile here. So I think I am done for a hump day. For the humpty-dee-humpty-dee-hump-day. Hump, 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 hump. Ooh, humpty-dee-humpty-dee-hump-day. Humpty-dee-humpty-dee-hump-day. All right, I gotta go, folks. I got a plowing to do. I mean, it's about 2-3 inches, but still. That's what she said. 2 or 3 inches? Come on, buddy. You can do better than that. You're not Chinese. You're not Mexican. Ooh. You are so despicably rude. Are you insinuating that they have small smeckles? I'm not insinuating a thing. I gotta go. On that note, have a good hump day. Bye-bye. Political corruption in the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb, political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.